Good morning. It's been a while since I've been up here, but I've had this talk going through my mind a little bit for a while, and then going down to the meeting in Kansas City kind of helped add on to what I wanted to talk about this morning. Sharing is caring is the topic this morning. What is sharing, and what kind of sharing should we be involved in? Social media kind of got my wheels spinning a little bit on this topic, and I know I've touched some on it before. It's a popular avenue of expression nowadays, and it needs to be talked about. Most of us are on some form of it from time to time, and others soon will be as they get older. Now, Facebook started as a thing kind of for young people, a way kids could communicate, it seems like. And parents didn't know what they were doing. And then parents started getting on Facebook and joining in on Facebook. And then the young people started liking it less and less and found new avenues of expression when they found out their parents were on it. Is that scary? It is to me. Many people share major events on it, or cool things that have happened to them recently. And other times, people see something they like, a photo or a caption they like, and they share it with their friends, hoping to find out how many of their friends will like it as well, and to see what other friends have in common interest with them by posting something and seeing if it will get clicks. But it's a dangerous way to base your feelings off of what other people's response to your posts are. Some people will only like your post if you are a family by blood. Others will like it if they're in your clique, or other people won't respond at all. But you see them respond to others all the time, so you know that. So you might start to think that they don't care about you because they don't respond to your stuff. Lonely people who don't have a clique to hang out in will be out in the cold, and they will let it get to them. Again, we shouldn't base our feelings on social media feedback. And if we do, we shouldn't share it at all, or maybe we should just not be on it at all. Posts that say, if you like and share this post, then you love Jesus. And if you don't, then you love Satan, are complete garbage, and we need to leave them alone. But I see many people fall into that trap of feeling the guilt and feeling like if I don't share this, then I'm not going to get to heaven. These people that post these kind of things, they con people into thinking that they're going to be held accountable to God for scrolling past it. I don't think God cares if you scroll past it. Their intent is not good. It is wrong, and I think they are made by people that are looking for likes for themselves, and they don't really care who out there is going to say they love God and repost it. They just want to see how many people they can get to reshare the message that they have posted. And also, don't share posts that contain profanity in the headlines or language in the content. You're sharing that, if you have Christian friends, you're sharing it with them too. And you're causing them to read it, and you're causing them to think that bad language that you just shared or just posted. And I feel if I share something, then I am endorsing it as okay for everybody. Romans 4:13 through 14. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. We shouldn't be putting things in our brother's way or sister's way to cause them to stumble or cause them to maybe think it's okay to post things like this. And we can't go with the commonly used phrase, oh, everybody's offended by something. Our brothers and sisters use the discretion we should use on ourselves, so it does matter what they think. We should be concerned with what they think. If you are slightly older than others, or if you have Christian peers, you are endorsing that action or language to them as suitable for a Christian to think about or to use in their lives. If you were face to face with Christ, would you feel okay sharing that information or sharing that post with them? You already are, so you might as well be. God sees everything and he hears everything. If the world deems something that needs to be censored, or ever has deemed it needed to be censored, then we definitely need to have our censorship flags up and wave warning to us in our heads before we share something controversial, or even that the world might even look at as bad. We should be looking at it as bad as well. We should be setting ourselves to a higher standard. Would you read that complete wording from the pulpit or leading a class? God's world and the Christian life is one that we sign up for full time. We don't take it off when we take our Sunday clothes off and get dressed in our relaxing everyday clothes. It stays with us. Also, sharing political views, I've talked about up here before. I would prefer that you don't do it. If we look back at David, he set the standard of having respect for the office of leadership. He had his own king jealous of him and wanting to kill him. But what did he do? He still respected him. And that is a rare occurrence and attitude, especially these days. It's constant complaining about the other side. But is either one of those sides a true representation of Christ? We need to be a true representation of Christ. Usually you say one controversial thing and it's all out hate and arguing. No love lost between sides. Doesn't God take care of us regardless of who's in office? He does. I personally I personally stay away from politics. I don't like it at all. I don't watch the news because of it. And I just totally stay away from it. And when it's time to vote, I ask other people that I respect for their opinions, and I go off of that. I'm not criticizing you if you enjoy talking politics. There's nothing wrong with that. But just the constant criticizing and complaining of politicians, I don't think we should do when we look at the example that we have in the Bible set by a man after God's own heart. I may agree or disagree with their stances, but the most I can do is pray for them, and we should all pray for them and the decisions that they make, that they would keep us free enough to where we could do the things we need to do to serve God and to vote. David even killed people for a lack of respect toward the king, which he always called the Lord's anointed. I had the opportunity to go to Kansas City, as I said earlier, with Kinnick earlier this summer in July for the 1 week study down at Murray Road. And a key topic there seemed to be sharing the gospel. And that is the sharing that we are meant to do. Some people may think that I share too much about my personal struggles. I was supposed to speak 2 weeks ago, as many of you know, but my depression kicked in and I was in a dark, bad place. But I needed to get out of that. And I felt I needed to get out of that before I could speak up here. And I asked Jason Brady for help, and it wasn't until later that I found out that he was going through the same basic thing that I had been going through. We were kind of in the same dark place. If we don't let people know about our struggles, then nobody can help us. That's important. In generations past, people just didn't talk about them. They just lived through them and struggled through them, and they didn't talk about them, and nobody knew they had problems. People need to know there's other people out there struggling and try to figure out a way to conquer these things and realize that there's chemical imbalances out there that people have that cause problems. It's important, and for my safety, others need to know these things. Now, Brandon and Teresa both thought that it was a bad idea for me to go down on this 1 week trip without her, being gone from her for a week, because she kind of helps balance me out a little bit. And I really struggled midweek, really bad. Being around that many people and seeing how much fun they were having talking to each other and not being able to be a part of it and just watch it is hard for me. Conversation of any kind is hard for me. If you ever see me standing off to the side just by myself, I'm struggling pretty bad. One of the things I've learned is when you're in or having a church meeting personally for myself and I'm getting stressed, maybe I just need to take a break from everything. And it's okay. I left for one class during that 1 week study, and I went back to where I was staying at Jeremy and Michelle's. I told them I just needed to get away for a little bit, and they said okay, and I just went back and I rested, and I felt better after that. And after talking later with some other people, I was good the rest of the week. I felt recharged after that. Sometimes we need to figure things out about ourselves. What makes us tick and what we need to get ourselves back in the right spot and how we function best. Some people can just go on constantly stimulated by people and by conversation, and they just feel recharged by being around it all the time. I can't function that way. Missing church service really bugs me. And it bothered me that I was missing part of that meeting, like I was doing something wrong by missing part of that meeting. But by doing that, by missing that one service to collect myself, I felt better the rest of the week as a result. Missing service isn't something I advise or stand behind, as it can lead to an epidemic level of lacking in attendance. The amount you attend is something that is important, and the amount of effort of priority you have put in that part of your life. If church isn't on the top shelf, then we are lukewarm and we're wasting our time. Our kids can tell if we have things that mean more to us than serving God. I don't prefer to be quiet and reserved like I am. That's just the way it is. I never want to upset people, so a lot of times I avoid expressing my view, even though I feel it's God's outlook on things, because I fear more abandonment, especially when it comes to those close to me. Abandonment stinks, plain and simple. Christians are blamed constantly for being judgmental and sharing their unpopular views. We have that reputation. But sometimes we are asked by the world what our opinion is, and then when we tell them, then we are criticized for preaching when we were just asked what our opinion was. We can be baited into some of these things we're blamed on too. The thing the world doesn't understand is that we are simply holding to what God has set as our standard for making decisions. Do not judge by appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. John 7:24. You hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Matthew 7:5. The world judges constantly, but when they judge us, they have problems that they're not taking care of in their own life, and they don't care. They just want to blast us and lift themselves up. They want us to be quiet. And that's what was kind of going on when Jesus was addressing these Pharisees and Sadducees. He wasn't saying back in verse 7 and or back in verse 1 of that chapter that we should never judge. We have to have righteous judgment. Jesus was telling them to clean up their own act before they criticize him or others. The world wants us off of their backs. They don't want us to share God's word with them. They want us to be quiet. One of the most important things that we can do is share our faith. In Kansas City, Brother Keith Owens, who's an evangelist in Michigan, gave a 5-part lesson. It was a series on sharing your faith. It was absolutely tremendous and life-changing, and I highly recommend you to listen to them. I have listened to each one multiple times thanks to the technology of the internet and being able to download it to my phone to where I can listen when I'm driving. They are downloadable to a smartphone or computer from the Murray Road Church of Christ website, and I again highly recommend listening to it. Everyone I talked to seemed to be equally thinking that it was excellent lessons. We go out in the world, if we go out into the world seeking to do nice things for unsuspecting people, they will wonder why we do these things and why are we treating them so good. Why would you do this for me? It leaves the door open to talk to them about Christ when they ask us why we are like this. Why are we different from everybody else? It's an opportunity. And we're not just supposed to keep this bottled up like we've got something special and we've earned it. We're supposed to share it with other people so we can have more people filling these pews. We need to do the work that Christ has set up for us to do. When we go out in the world, it isn't just forget about Christ, but to teach others about Him. One of the phrases that Keith used in his lessons every one of these mornings was, "We are the Jesus that other people see." If they know that we are Christians, then we're the Jesus, we're the example that's being set of what a Christian needs to be. Do they want to walk away saying, "I wouldn't want to be a part of that because of them"? Or do they want to be a part of what we have because of the way we act? If you don't think you're capable of having a personal study with someone, then make yourself capable by studying. Ask for help from somebody you trust and feel comfortable with. If you don't feel comfortable with them, get comfortable with somebody. Find somebody in the church that you feel comfortable with. Spend time with them. You don't have to lead the study. All you have to do is plant the seed to start it. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its savor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:13-16. If your light is so dim that nobody can see, then we have got to change the batteries, or change the bulb, or turn up the screen light setting. You want to look at it. However you want to look at it, we need to make sure that we are a light that can be seen by others, not somebody that's hidden our Christianity once we leave this place. We're supposed to be gathering other people to meet here and getting them interested in being baptized and caring about the fact that Jesus died on the cross that we just remembered with the Lord's table. That is our job. Our job isn't just to sit on it. Our job is to share it. That's what we were supposed to be sharing. If you have come to a point in your life that you want to share with us that you want to be baptized and make Christ a part of your life and you haven't done that yet, you have an opportunity to do that. If you have a problem that the church can help you with, you can share it with us and we can help you. Please let that be known as we stand and sing the invitation song.